Welcome to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. If you're a woman who is ready to say yes to her wealthiest and most abundant life and manifest a business and career that totally lights you up, then girl, you are in the right place. Get ready for deep, epic, unfiltered, and inspiring girl chats. I'm your host, Helena Grace Donald, and I'm a money mindset expert, success, and business coach. But all you really need to know is that I am obsessed with helping women feel safe and in total flow around money because you have a special purpose in this world, and playing small or pushing money away isn't going to help anybody. So, are you ready to say hell yes to all that you desire? Let's do this. Girl Unfiltered podcast. Happy New Year. How the heck are you? I know we're already a few weeks into January, but this is my first podcast episode back of 2021. And on the day of recording, this is my first day back in the office. So, oh my gosh, my heart is so full. I miss you guys. I miss podcasting for all of you. And I'm just so happy to be here and so excited for what this year has to bring. So how have you been? How was your Christmas? How was your new year? I'm sending you all so many new year blessings and wishes wherever you are in the world, especially if you're in lockdown right now. So I took a major step back and break over the Christmas and New Year holiday, and man, did it feel freaking awesome. It felt so good. Oh my gosh, I've just returned from such a beautiful two-week vacation in Mexico, which is where we spent our Christmas and our New Year and all the days in between. And I am, oh my gosh, so beyond grateful that I was able to even take that trip. It's a trip that we booked way back, I think in like March of 2020, when we had no idea that the pandemic would still be such a major thing. So I didn't really believe that we would actually be going on this trip until I was properly like stepping on this the plane to go there, to be honest, because I wouldn't let myself get my hopes up. But really, really thankful that we were still able to go, and I was able to experience just my husband's company and just sit on the beach and rest and relax. I ate probably, honestly, the best food I've ever had in my life. I had quite a few tasty margaritas and a few glasses of champagne, and it was just absolutely wonderful. I could feel every single day that went on, my nervous system just slowing down and grounding more and more and more energetically. And I felt like I was almost like stepping more and more into my body and my energy. And I really wasn't thinking about, you know, work or honestly, even my goals for the year. I was just trying to be as present as I possibly could, because I know that, you know, from pretty much today onwards, it's going to be a fun ride through this year, and that I have so much energy to put out there in this world that I just wanted to really enjoy being present with not needing to do anything. One of the reasons that I'm sharing that is that I know that for so many of you, myself included, it can be very, very hard to slow down and completely switch off. I mean, I really did switch off. I did not check my emails the entire trip. And I was not on social media like I usually am. And I think I posted one thing on the day of my anniversary, because my husband organized this incredible private chef to cook us a 6-course meal on the beach. It was just insanely incredible. Sorry for how many times I've already probably used the word incredible. But the moral of the story is, what happened from me taking such a massive step back? Nothing. Like, nothing happened. Well, actually, not nothing happened. Everything continued to tick over. Money still came into the business. My followers still continued to grow. Listeners kept listening to the podcast, even though there were no new episodes going out. And nobody needed anything from me. I didn't need to put any fires out. And I had this like almost a little bit of anxiety when I had to start looking at my emails again. I kind of like braced myself. I got the laptop out on the day I got back and I was like, okay, deep breaths. You can do this. It's time to open that inbox. And obviously like my inbox was pretty full with lots of emails, but nothing like what I expected. There was no clients demanding anything of me or needing anything from me. Nothing serious, nothing major whatsoever. And it was just a great lesson that it is completely safe. In fact, it is mandatory for us to be able to switch off completely and allow our nervous systems to slow down. And I know that we've been programmed to believe like the harder we work, the more that we earn, blah, 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 blah. And that if I'm sure you have these beliefs that if I'm not working, then my business will stop and the money will stop flowing. But girl, I'm just here to say, like, this isn't the topic of the podcast episode, but that is just a story that you are telling yourself. And if you are constantly in hustle mode and you're constantly pushing, or it may not even feel like pushing, but you have this need or this addiction to constantly showing up. I've got to show up. I've got to post today. I've got to show up on my stories today. I've got to do this and this and this and this. And then I've got to tick this and this and this off. The reason that I'm saying it like that is because I know that feeling all too well. And it's something that I constantly have to remind myself not to do. When we're operating from that place, we are coming from a place of lack, because it's coming from a place of neediness. And it's coming from also a place of fear, the fear of what will happen if we don't do those things, if we don't constantly show up. And obviously, as you know, if you are a listener of this podcast, that neediness and a lack energy will not help you step into the things that you really, really want to attract. It will really slow down your powers of manifestation because it will lower your frequency. So that's just a thought and a message to really support you in this year ahead that we have, that we have no idea what this year is really going to bring. That's what 2020 brought us. And to just make sure that you're still carving out time just to be, just to slow down, just to be present, just to create boundaries for yourself. Like this vacation that I went on, I created a boundary. Like I was very like decisive about that boundary. Like I will not be working from this day until this day. And if anyone emailed me, they got that notification that I was out of the office. I had boundaries with people who were asking me for things in my DMs. I was like, either I didn't even read the message, which was probably what I did most of the time, or I was like, I'll get back to you when I'm back from my vacation. Because I had to create that boundary, not only with others, but it really for myself, because it's so easy to always feel like you need to be on. And that's just a self-imposed feeling. So whatever it is that you need to do moving forward throughout this year, you're going to intuitively know that. Where can you create that space to slow down for yourself without even needing to go on a 2-week vacation? So I have so much to share with you guys that it's kind of hard to even think what the topic of this podcast is going to be, but I do have a topic, don't you worry. And I have some really big 5 key points that I really want you to sit with as you step into this new year and how you are going to operate around money and use the law of attraction to manifest the money that you desire. But before we do, like there are some things that I just want to catch you up on. Like, what's your word for the year? What is your word for the year? Because I was thinking before the new year, before I went on vacation, that my word for the year would be growth. That just felt like it was the first word that came to my mind. And I know that there's definitely going to be growth, but the thing is, like, we're always growing. You can't help but grow. We're growing every single day as human beings in many different ways, in many different forms. But I realized that wasn't my word for the year when I was on vacation. It was actually on New Year's Eve when I discovered what my real word for the year is. Because we had had these plans to do this really fancy dinner, and I thought I was going to like dress up, and like the area that we were staying in had some epic restaurants. Side note, they took care of the COVID precautions so well where we were. I felt so, so safe. Anyway, that's a total side note. And I thought, you know, I'll look fabulous. I had all these beautiful dresses with me. Anyway, New Year's Eve did not go that way. It didn't go to plan, so to speak. And we were kind of stuck where we were. We couldn't really leave the area where we were. And we decided that going out for dinner was not the best thing for us to do that night. And so I'd been on the beach all day and I had to just be okay with this complete change of plan and release this idea that I had in my head of what New Year's Eve was going to look like or feel like. And instead of going out for dinner, we found this beautiful, like completely low-key place on the beach. We ordered some margaritas. I hadn't showered at all. Like I was covered in sand. I had my semi-wet bathing suit on and it was starting to get dark and the moon came out and it was a full moon and it was glistening down on the ocean and I had the wind in my hair and just felt so free and in my body. And we were just looking at each other, my husband and I, and we were just like, this is it. Like, this is the moment that we needed for New Year's Eve. We're not dressed up. We're not somewhere fancy. We feel completely comfortable, completely in our bodies. And we just kept talking about how grateful we were for the year that we'd had and the experiences that we'd had and what we'd learned. And I realized in that moment that my word for the year was surrender, because I was surrendering in that moment to the present. I was releasing this idea or this expectation that I had of something needing to be or to look a certain way. And surrender just felt like such a powerful feeling and word for me. So that's going to be my through line throughout this year, because I think we can surrender in so many different ways. And I think it's going to be a powerful reminder to me, even when it comes to my money mindset, to dive even more deeply into the belief sets that I have and how I can surrender and fully, fully lean into trusting the beliefs that I have on such a deeper level. And that really, really excites me in so many different ways. So I'm sharing this with you because not only do I want you to find your year, your word for the year, sorry, I keep interchanging those two words, your word for the year, because I think this is actually my favorite thing to do rather than, you know, beyond setting resolutions and goals. There's something really magical for me about just having that one key word that becomes my through line and something that I can consistently remind myself of. It's almost like I'm tattooing something on my wrist for 1 year. Like one, I'm not really doing it, but metaphorically, it's like that will be my reminder. And last year, my word was expansion. And that really helped see me through COVID, to be honest, and everything that was going on, because it was despite the external world and all of the expectations, I was consistently reminding myself of what my word for the year had been, and it was expansion. So with everything that had been going on, it caused me to actually step up and expand my mission and my why and my audience on a deeper level and in a much bigger way, hence why this podcast was born last year. So anyway, that's my word for the year, surrender, surrendering in so many different ways, surrendering to life, surrendering to money, surrendering in my business, surrendering to the universe. Not only am I asking what your word for the year is, but also I'm going to ask how you can lean into surrender and what that word and that feeling is for you, surrendering. So I wanted to spice up the podcast a little bit throughout this year and add something different. So I've decided that every week I'm going to have a little mini segment called Helena's Weekly Affirmation. I'm going to share what my affirmation for the week is and what that means to me or how I feel around that affirmation. And then my invitation is for you to try on that affirmation for the week with me and maybe pin it up somewhere or maybe make it the notification on your phone or part of your morning routine or remind yourself to say it to yourself on a daily, daily basis. And remind yourself of it, say it out loud, speak it into existence. That's honestly my favorite way to use an affirmation is I'll walk around the house just saying it. Like, I'm a money magnet. I am a money magnet. That's not my affirmation for the week, but hey, that could be an additional bonus one. So without further ado, welcome to my weekly affirmation. My affirmation for the week is, money flows through me and with me at all times. Let me just repeat that one. Money flows through me and with me at all times. And the reason that I chose this affirmation is because of actually the feeling that it gives me through the power of those words. So let's break that down. Money flows through me. And the feeling that that gives me is kind of a feeling of grounded limitlessness. Juicy, that feeling, grounded limitlessness. It makes me even think of that infinity sign, like it's never ending. There is no cutoff point. There is no breakoff point because I am the creator. You are the creator. Like I am the one creating that endless flow. It is consistently channeled through me. It's not coming to me from an external source. I am the one allowing it to flow through me, meaning I am the power source. Like I am the plug socket that gets plugged into. And I love this idea of it flowing not only through me, but with me, like it's surrounding me. It's by my side, it's on my side. And then of course I added at all times because it is never ending. It is consistent. It gets to be consistent. I promise you, it really does get to be that way. And I'm going to dive even more deeply into how and why I believe that throughout this podcast episode. So, that's your affirmation for the week. Let me know how you're going to use it by heading over to my DMs on @girl_unfiltered. And let me know what that affirmation made you feel. Okay. So now we've got the introductions out of the way. Let's dive into the topic of today's podcast episode, which is how you can play a bigger game with money this year, because that's what I desire for you. That is what I want for you. I want you to play the most beautiful, big, energetic, fulfilling game with money. And I just want to highlight the fact that I did use the word game because it is really a game and it can be a fun game and you are in the driver's seat of that game. But anyway, that could be a different tangent. So instead, let's dive into what my five top tips are for you to play that bigger game with money this year in 2021. So my first tip is to stop asking for money and instead start truly holding space for more money. And there is a huge energetic difference. And this may be something that you need to go back and look at when you look at your goals for 2021 that you may have already set or the resolutions that you've put in place. Just really look at maybe how you've set that goal, how you phrased it, what language you've used, what the energy or the intention is behind it. And just really ask yourself, am I asking for money here or am I holding space for more money? Because the thing is, when you ask the universe for more money, this can actually come from a place of lack and cause you to actually lower your frequency, which is not what we want you to be doing when it comes to really accelerating manifestation. It will work against you, so to speak. Because when you ask for money, what it signals or highlights is that there currently isn't enough. It almost signals the lack there of money. And manifestation is a frequency game. And in order to manifest large amounts of money and to really step into those big income goals, all the universe is going to do, all money is going to do is match your frequency. So if you're saying, please, this year, I really, 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 really want, please, can I have, universe, please send me 10K a month. I just want 10K a month. Please, universe, this year, I'm asking for 10K consistent months. Dear universe, I'm asking for more money. My goal is to have more money. Well, really, what that's signaling and what that sounds like to me, to money, to the universe, is that you don't currently have enough. And in order to really attract what it is that you desire, we instead need to start holding space for more money. And this is why you may not be currently signing even those big high-paying clients that you desire or attracting those frequent customers, is because they may even be subconsciously feeling that need for money. It comes from a place of lack. It comes from a place of need, and nobody wants to be around that energy. They won't know why it is that they're not saying yes. They won't be able to tell you that that's what it is that they're sensing. It will just be some kind of energy, some frequency that they're picking up on. And nobody, and not even money, is attracted to that needy energy, even if it's subtle. So here's how you can start making that small but mighty shift towards becoming a magnet to the money that you desire. It's by holding energetic space for it as if it is already here, as if the money has already showed up, or as if it is inevitable that it will show up. That's really how I operate. That's really where I live from now. I believe it is inevitable that more money will show up. That is my truth, my ultimate truth. Even while I was on vacation and I was spending quite lavishly, and I mean, really getting anything that I wanted, whether it was a glass of champagne by the pool or buying myself something, like no holding back whatsoever. I knew within every single cell of my being that it was inevitable that I was going to make everything that I was spending back and more. That was my truth. And that has become and is my reality. So you might be like, Helena, okay, what the heck do you mean? What is holding space for more money? And I get it. Might even almost sound too easy, too good to be true. It's more of a feeling, so it's very hard to describe exactly what that means, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Well, you hold energetic space in your body and you signal that you are holding space for money to the universe, and you can replace the word universe with whatever word is meaningful for you. You do that through your daily thoughts, your beliefs, your actions, and through the language that you use around money. And when I quit asking, and I mean not just asking, but pleading with the universe to send me more money, everything changed. And I think the best way that I can describe how to hold space for money is just sharing how I hold space for money through my beliefs and through my truths. So instead of asking for money, I live through these truths within myself. And some of them are like, I believe money is always, always on its way to me, even when I'm not working. So how is this true for me now? Well, I received large chunks of money while I was on vacation with clients paying me to work with me in 2021. I receive money in my sleep. I am always hitting my energetic standards that I've signaled to the universe that I want to make. And I never worry that it's going to run out or stop or it will no longer come to me, because I live by this truth that it is always on its way to me and that I get to decide that it is on its way to me, not somebody else, not something else, not an external entity. I also really live by this truth. I trust that my bank accounts will never dip below the energetic standard that I set. I love playing with this, with your energetic standards and your energetic minimums. And I know that if they do ever dip below that, that it is within my power to receive more. Can you hear the words and the language and the energy that I'm using? I'm really bringing it back to me. Like, I am the powerful one. I am in the driver's seat. So this is something that you could do for yourself while you're thinking about what your goals are for this year. Is like, well, instead of thinking, okay, what you want to make consistently, and I'll dive more deeply into this in one of the other tips that I have, like not just looking at what you want to make, but what you want your energetic standards to be within your bank account. And that's kind of the game that I'll play with the universe. Like, if it dips below, like by 1,000 or something, the amount that I've set as the energetic standard, I'll be like, Huh, that's funny. Okay, I'm going to play a game. Like, how quickly can that amount be replenished? Oh, there it is. There, it's back again. It's back up. And like, literally, my bank accounts do not dip below a certain amount. I do not let that happen. But it's like I'm in a relationship and I'm like, that's a no-no. You cannot do that. Another truth that I use to really hold space for money is that I know without a doubt that I'm beyond worthy of receiving the financial prosperity that I create. That I create it, but I know that I'm worthy of receiving it. And I'm not going to dive deeply into that because it's like a broken record. I could keep telling you and keep like preaching, but I just want you to know, like, you're beyond worthy. Like, you're just worthy. I'm not going to say anything else about it. You are worthy. You are born worthy. You don't need to do anything to be more worthy. You are just simply worthy. So let's just make that a belief and a commitment that you have for yourself this year. Another way that I harness that feeling of holding space is that I really live with this feeling in my body that I am always being supported financially and energetically. I'm always being supported. It makes me breathe when I say that. Like, I'm always being supported financially and energetically and emotionally and so many different beautiful, beautiful ways. And so if something tough happens, you know, tough stuff does happen, you guys. I have to make a difficult decision, or I'm having an off day, or maybe a fear comes up for me. No matter what it is, I still live from this truth and remind myself of this truth that no matter what, I am always going to be okay. And I'm always going to be supported energetically and financially. And that just really helps me ease into the flow. And I'm sure that because I have that energy, it causes me to show up in a different way when I am speaking to big high-paying clients or negotiating a different contract and different things like that. I think that it really does support me because it really releases that neediness and it helps me remain in my power. I also choose to feel safe and comfortable not only receiving money, but allowing money to accumulate. And there is a big, big difference. So I'm going to dive more deeply into that in a moment. I also decide that whenever I spend money, more is always on its way back to me. Case in point is my vacation, or I don't know, when I've paid a team member, or I've invested in ads, or I have a large sum of money being released. I'm like, this is going to serve even more money being replenished. And that is what I then create as my reality. I also know that I am in the driver's seat when it comes to my relationship with money and not the other way around. And that is something that I think 99.9% of people have the wrong way around, is that we've been taught to believe that money is the all-powerful one and money is the decision maker. Money decides what you get to have and what you don't get to have. And I think that keeps us playing small. And I won't get into why that might be in society, but really look at that. Is that the truth that you want to live by? Because I would like you to flip that on its head and really look at how it's the other way around. You are the creator and you dictate the terms and conditions when it comes to money. And if you have created anything and been financially rewarded for it, I want you to really look at how powerful that is and how you can consistently magnify that throughout this year. Like, how powerful is it that you maybe put a product out there or launched a service, spoke to somebody online and they paid you money for it? You created that. You are the creator. So how can you tap into that powerful energy that lives within you even more so this year? Another way that I also hold space for money is that I know I've just said all of the above, but beyond all of that, I also know that money does not determine who I am or what I feel, because my life is made up of so much more than that. Like, I am so much more than my bank accounts. I am so much more than the money that I make on a monthly basis. And so are you. We are so far beyond that. Sometimes we just need to remind ourselves that, like, yes, it's about the money, but it's also not about the money. And that might help you just release some of that maybe learned anxiety that you have within you, if you could just remind yourself that you are so much more powerful than that, wow, how freeing is that going to be? Can you feel that energetic difference in what I just shared and the truths that I energetically live from compared to asking for the money? So really want you to just marinate, let that just kind of like sink into your consciousness and try it on and think how you can start just simply opening your arms energetically out wide to hold space for the abundance that you desire, as if you are 100% worthy of it and it is on its way to you. I just want to interrupt this podcast for just a moment because I have an amazing way that you can show up online, get visible, and build your community consistently throughout 2021. I don't know about you, but this certainly happens to me. Have you ever wanted to show up on your stories that day, but just not known what to talk about? Well, Maggie has created a solution for you, whether you're a service or product-based business. She's created a beautiful deck of cards that split into four suits. And each of those suits are sharing value, getting to know you, behind the scenes, and sales and promo. And within each of those suits are different prompt cards that will give you ideas and inspiration on what to talk about that day, so that you'll have no excuses when it comes to showing up online and building your community. And I'm really excited to share that I have a very, very special code for you to be able to access free shipping for this beautiful, beautiful story card deck. All you have to do to access it is click on the link in my show notes, and you'll be able to physically receive this beautiful story card deck that can sit on your office desk. It's beautiful. It's actually pink. It's totally in line with my branding. And that way that whenever you're feeling stumped or don't know what to say, you just pick up one of those cards and you can instantly show up for your community that day. So go ahead and click on that link below in my show notes and let me know how you get on with this. I can't wait to see all of you using these beautiful cards. So I want to dive a little bit more deeply into the second tip that I have that I kind of briefly shared there. This is something that I just love doing. Instead of just focusing on your income goals, what you want to make for the year, what you want to make for the month, I want you to start really, really looking at what you want to set as your energetic standards for your bank accounts. Because it's all very well and good to make a certain amount of money or desire a certain amount of money, but what would it feel like to have a certain amount of money in your bank accounts at all times? And this is part of those terms and conditions that you're going to set with your relationship with money. So just think about that. What are you not willing your bank account to go below? And you can do this for all of your different bank accounts. Like, I have an energetic standard for my business account, which is where most of my money accumulates. I have an energetic standard for my savings account. I have other pockets and little buckets where money is accumulating as well that I set energetic standards for. As I'm saying this out loud, I kind of also have an energetic, I think, standard for how much I'm willing to spend. I need to think about that a little bit more deeply, but when I think about it, because I use credit cards, I use my credit card for the sole purpose of using it to accumulate points and miles to help serve me and support me in my travels and my business and all of the good stuff. Like, I make those work for me. And so I put almost all of my business expenses on that credit card. I never pay any interest because I pay them off every single month. But when I think about it, it's like my credit card, my balance like will never really go above a certain amount. So I also think I've kind of played that game with my credit card without even realizing it. So it'd be fun to really lean into that with me and see what it would feel like to expand that and play around with that in different ways. But anyway, moral of the story is that the tangible amount that I have at all times when it comes to cash, it never dips below a certain amount. And if it does dip below a certain amount, I will look at that and go, hey, okay, it's time for you guys to be replenished. or I'll realize that there is excess money in one other pot that it doesn't need to be in, and I'll put it back into that bank account where that energetic standard is set. Or a client will just simply show up or pay me in full and more money will arrive. And I increased my energetic standard over time. It is considerably more. If I look back actually on when I first started doing this, or at the beginning of my money mindset journey and my newfound relationship with money, if I had told that version of myself that I would have this amount of money that is set as my energetic standard, I probably would have, like, I don't know, my mouth would have probably dropped to the floor, or I would have thrown up, or I would have laughed at you. I don't know, maybe all of the above. So I really grew into that bigger, more expansive energetic standard. And I think, you know, I began with a certain amount that I felt really good because it made me feel safe having and knowing that that certain amount of money was always in my bank accounts. And then I realized, hang on, this really isn't ever dipping below this amount. Okay, cool. Okay, now I'm like setting a bigger income goal. Okay, now this is going to be my energetic standard. And then I just very quickly grew into the big energetic standard that it is now because I expanded into it. So begin with something that feels good and feels comfortable for you, whether it's £500 or $500, I don't care, or it's 50,000, you decide. And make it something that is like tangible for you that you can start doing this month or next month, and then see where that leads you and how you can grow. But remember, it's a standard and you have to commit to that standard. The third way that I really, really, really desire for you to play a much bigger game with money this year is I want you to work on harnessing the deep feeling that it is comfortable in capital letters, for you to accumulate money. Yes, accumulate money. Meaning not only is it safe for you to make money and receive money and hit your income goals, but it is safe for you to keep money. It is safe for you to always have money. Not only have money, but allow that money to be accumulating. Because I come across so many women in business, not only in business, but in life, who are even hitting very, very big income goals that some people would dream of making on a monthly basis. But come the end of the month, they're like almost back at zero. And that is worrying to me because it should not and does not have to be that way. And I really want you to know that you can have money and allow yourself to keep money and allow it to accumulate. And while you're doing that, that you guess what? You also get to spend money. And there's this like energetic game and fun flow that you can create while doing all of those things. So if you made a considerable amount of money in 2020, but you don't still have a large chunk of money left in your bank accounts, then that's something that you want to look at. Like, I made a lot of money last year and I'm really proud of the income goals that I hit, but I'm almost even prouder of the fact that so much of that was accumulated into my bank accounts and into my investments and my different buckets and portfolios, because that's what really excites me. And that does not mean, side note, that I don't spend money, because I do. I spend it where it feels good. I don't really hold back on things. As I said, I went on a vacation. I bought a new car. I up-leveled my home. I have people on my team. Like, I invest in my life and my business, but I also feel safe allowing money to accumulate and sit and grow within my bank accounts and my investments. And often the reason why women don't feel like that's okay is it's a worthiness set point. So somewhere within them, or somewhere in their life, they were taught that they weren't worthy in some way, or there's family programming or generational programming around what is safe and what is not safe to keep, and how worthy they are or not worthy they are of having large chunks of money. And I just really, really want you to look at that more deeply for yourself this year and start looking at where you can start allowing yourself to feel comfortable having money grow within your bank accounts. And it will feel new and it will feel uncomfortable at first if it's not something that you've experienced before, because you may have gone years and years and years in your life with this not being a truth for you. And so you're now breaking a habit. And that is obviously going to feel a little strange at first. It'll be like trying on a new outfit, but I just want you to bring awareness to that. And that really, really also plays into what I previously said about setting your energetic standards. And the two really, really go hand in hand. So I'm really excited for you to experience that feeling and to have that sense of safety and security within your bank accounts as you tap into that wildly wealthy woman within you who has overflow. And my fourth tip that I haven't talked about yet is I really would love to invite you, or you to invite yourself, I guess, to dive more deeply into your financial literacy this year. Meaning really, really diving more deeply into how you want to manage your money and educating yourself on what it looks like to really feel in the driver's seat, feel like you're in control of managing your money and looking forward to the future, kind of what the assets are that you want to create for yourself and making decisions now for the wildly wealthy woman that you are growing into. You know, it still worries me a little bit. Maybe worry is the wrong word. I shouldn't probably say that, but yeah, okay, I'm just gonna say it. It worries me when I come across women in my industry or the very, very high achieving clients that I work with who are and have been maybe for a little while making really good money and they're now hitting big income goals, but they don't have anything set up for the future. They haven't looked forward to retirement or investing their money or growing their money or making their money work for them and growing their wealth portfolio and their assets. And it's like, okay, you know, I obviously love that big piece when it comes to money mindset and attracting your income goals and receiving money and everything that we ever talk about on this podcast. But in order to really embrace the wildly wealthy woman inside of you, well, that wildly wealthy woman makes money work for her and she feels confident working with her money. And we're not taught these things. We're not taught this in school. We're never really sat down and told, hey, this is exactly how you invest. This is what the stock market is. This is what a retirement plan looks like. So we have to educate ourselves. We have to be the one who goes, okay, this is something that I currently feel very uncomfortable thinking about. This is something that maybe even gives me anxiety as Helena even talks about it. Therefore, let me start educating myself on it because no one is born an excellent money manager. You have got to learn it yourself. And there are so many great resources out there. There are other financial literacy podcasts out there. There are YouTube videos, and there are also experts that can support you. And I even have two financial experts and advisors that came onto this podcast last year, and you can go and find their episodes as well and go back and listen to them. I did a lot of learning myself, and I was also really supported by my husband's eagerness for us to really learn this as a couple because we're really excited about wealth building. But I also feel for me like I was ready to hit the next level. And so for me this year, I have hired a team of really amazing women who are going to be my financial advisors for the year and just make sure that everything is set up accordingly in my company and that my assets and my investments are all working for me. And I'm really excited about that because these are things that I could technically do myself, I guess. But there's something about investing in a team to support me with it. And I'm thinking of it like this year is going to be my year of education for me to learn things that I don't yet know and to feel so energetically comfortable and confident when it comes to managing my money and my financial literacy that I know that making that investment in people supporting me is going to inevitably lead to me making a shit ton more money because I'm going to show up with more confidence around money. And that's really exciting for me. So please, 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 if you have big income goals for this year, start becoming the $1 million money manager that you want to be today. Start learning how to grow into that woman today. And my fifth and final tip for you to show up in a bigger way and play a bigger energetic game with money this year is just change the story. Can you just change the story? Like, can we all just decide to change the story? I was on my Peloton bike today, working out before I started with my clients, and there's an instructor on there called Robin, whom I absolutely love, and I feel like I need a notepad next to me because she's always dropping these amazing quotes. And she said something like, she said, look at the story you're writing. Are you owning the pen? Oh, I was like, oh my God, that is so freaking epic. Look at the story you're writing. Are you freaking owning the pen? Because you are the writer and you are the author, and you get to decide what this chapter is going to look like and feel like for you. And you're writing that story through the language that you use, through the beliefs that you have, through the thoughts that you have, through the conversations that you have, the people that you surround yourself with, and other people's stories that you allow to infiltrate and influence your story. But you, girl, are the author. And so what are you going to allow yourself to write? How are you going to own the pen this year? So if you constantly say, and you start noticing that you constantly say, I can't afford that, or that's going to be really, really hard, or I'm going to have to work really, really hard to create that, or there's never enough, or this is a real struggle, or it's never good enough, and you put that kind of pressure on yourself, or somebody's never going to pay me that amount of money, or whatever the thoughts are that circulate around and round and round in your head on a daily basis, girl, when are you going to stop writing that version of that story? And what is the new story going to be? And if you have to literally take this metaphor and go and actually put it into action, then how about you just go and get a notepad and go and get a journal or a pen right now and write the story right here, right now, of the woman who is you, the woman, living her most badass, epic, abundant, prosperous life. What is her story? So you could actually begin it by being like, okay, I'm going to pretend that I'm doing it and I'm going to use my name. Like, hi, I'm Helena, and I, blah, 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 blah. Like, I am, blah, 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 blah. And you like write the story. You could even write the day in the life of, or the year in the life of, or the week in the life of, whatever it is, as the wildly wealthy woman that you desire to be. And notice how her story is different probably to the one that you're telling yourself. And then just decide to change the story. Just change it. You get to do that. Seriously, I'm not going to overcomplicate it or put all of these, whatever you'd say, feathers on it. No, you can't say that. What would you say? I can't even remember. Oh my gosh. I can't even remember what that phrase is. Never mind. I'm probably rambling now. Bows and something. Oh, never mind. Please just ignore that part of this podcast episode. but I want you to just decide every single day to show up telling your story the way that you want your reality to be. That really is it. Like, that's the nuts and bolts of it. So, oh my gosh, I tried to pack this podcast episode with as much as I possibly could, but don't you worry, we have much more content coming your way. I'm so excited because this is going to be a full-on year of podcasting and we're going to have some epic guests. And in fact, I have a request of you, for you. I would love if you would go on over to my Instagram at girl_unfiltered and DM me or comment on the post where I'm going to ask this and share with me who you would love to hear from on this podcast. Who are the guests that you would love for me to invite? Because I'm going to be doing a lot of outreach in the next few weeks and filling up my schedule with interviewees that I feel really aligned with sharing on this podcast. But this podcast is for you. It's not for me. I'm sitting here in my office alone talking to myself, ready to go make dinner. So who do you want to hear from? Please, please let me know. DM me who those people might be. And I will do my best to get them onto this podcast for you. But gosh, yes. Welcome to 2021. May this be a beautiful, prosperous, and abundant year for you. And I'm so grateful to be a small little tiny piece supporting you on that journey, whether it's here on this podcast or over on my social media. I'm really grateful for you. Thank you for being a part of my journey. So without further ado, I will see you very, very soon, or talk to you very, very soon on the next podcast episode. Sending you so much love, so much abundance, and so much prosperity. I hope you have a beautiful week. If you loved today's episode, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button, because women supporting women is my jam. And if you want extra daily doses of motivation, then be sure to follow me on Instagram @girl_unfiltered. And go ahead and screenshot this episode, send me a DM, and share your biggest takeaway, because I love hearing from you and I just really want to drop into your DMs, basically. So I'm sending you so much love and abundance, and have an amazing day.